I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian. This is Monday, time for another slice of fresh bread. I want you to know it's a privilege to be with you on these moments together. We have this ministry of fresh bread. Some people are using this to help them get started as new Christians or as Christians who the Lord is doing a fresh work in your life and you're wanting to have a daily time with the Lord. And that's something every believer ought to cultivate in their lives, a time of prayer and word on a daily basis with the Lord, devotionally as well as informatively for our lives, that we can grow in grace. It calibrates us and recalibrates us. It renews us and refreshes us. So we want to provide this as an instrument. For some, it's getting started. For some, it's getting back into a quiet time routine. And some people use this to enhance their quiet time or as a supplement to their quiet time. And we're glad to provide it. And hopefully the Lord is using this in your life. We find ourselves in 2 Timothy, particularly in chapter 4, and in verse 1, and if you'd look with me in verses 1, 2, and 3, and here's what he says. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with great patience and teaching, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions, and they will turn away from listening to the truth and wander off into myths. Well, here the Apostle Paul is preparing his protege, his disciple, Timothy, for the future ministry, and he gives him an imperative in those verses that I read. And in it, the imperative that whole paragraph is built around is Timothy, preach the word. Now, folks, a pastor has many responsibilities, but the number one responsibility he has is prayer and the word. And in the word, his number one responsibility is to be ready and prepared to preach the word. And when he tells him to preach the word, he says to Timothy, I want you to have three framing concepts in your mind every time you step up into the pulpit to preach. Concept number one, that is to be upon you. I charge you in the presence of God. Concept number two, I charge you not only in the presence of God, but the soon appearing of Jesus Christ. Concept number three to be in your mind is this, that you preach under the eye of God, you preach knowing the coming of Christ and the judgment to come. This is a way that you can pray for your pastor, and this is a way that you can realize a pastor, if he has these three perspectives, it guides and deepens and broadens and intensifies and impassions his preaching. Number one, when you preach, don't forget that you are under the eye of God. You're not under the eye of your audience. You don't preach to please them. You preach to please the Lord. You please him by how you handle his word and how you handle his people. Secondly, you not only preach the word under the eye of God, but you preach the word knowing that Christ is coming. Christ is coming soon. This may be the last sermon you ever deliver to these people. This may be the last sermon you ever give before the trumpet blows and the voice of the archangel is raised. And then thirdly, when you preach, you not only know that Christ is coming and you're under the eye of God, but you know the judgment seat. You have the only message to deliver people from the inevitability that they will one day stand before the judgment. And you have the only message to deliver men and women from the judgment seat and the wrath of God and the eternity of hell. And that message is the gospel that you preach from the pages of Scripture that is profitable for teaching, reproof, correction, and training in righteousness. You preach that word. We're in his presence. We're under the eye of God. Secondly, we hear the footsteps of Jesus, who's coming again. And thirdly, you hear the gavel of the judgment seat. Everyone there will spend eternity in either a new heavens and a new earth or hell. And the only way that they can get out of the hell that they're destined to and be transferred into the kingdom of his dear Son is through the gospel message that we preach. And that's another slice of fresh bread.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.